אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Shalom, Australia. In a dramatic statement on Wednesday, the Health Ministry urged Israelis to seriously consider refraining from traveling abroad, as Israel looks to isolate itself from the coronavirus outbreak rapidly spreading around the globe. In making the announcement, Israel became the first country to urge its citizens to refrain entirely from international travel because of the outbreak. The statement also expanded a previous travel warning for northern Italy to the entirety of that country and ordered all Israelis returning from Italy to a 14-day home quarantine, effective immediately. Israel has already banned the entry of any foreigners who have been to China, Hong Kong, Macau, Thailand, Singapore, South Korea and Japan in the 14 days prior. Israel now has 7 cases of the virus, 4 from those who had visited Italy. Many concerns have been expressed about the economic impact of Israel's isolation policy in regards to the virus. Economists have estimated that it will cost the country $14 billion. Tourism is not the only industry suffering the effects, but El Al's losses alone are going to run into tens of millions of dollars. On Thursday, the Health Ministry ordered into isolation all staff and customers of a toy store in Or Yehuda who had been in the store the previous morning, after a man who had returned from a 2-day trip to Italy tested positive for the virus. The man who works in the store may have infected hundreds of others. This time leading up to the festival of Purim is a peak time for toy stores as parents buy costumes for their children. Rachel Biton, one of the passengers on the Diamond Princess who contracted the virus on the cruise ship, was released from hospital in Japan on Tuesday and has arrived home. She no longer requires isolation, but two of her fellow passengers who tested positive after returning to Israel are still in isolation in Sheba Hospital. In addition to returning travelers, hundreds of Israelis, including a group of high school students from Beersheba, are in isolation in their homes after coming in contact with a group of Korean tourists, many of whom tested positive for the coronavirus after returning from their stay here. The Central Elections Committee has made special arrangements to allow those in home isolation to vote in tomorrow's elections. With the third election in 12 months due tomorrow, the last polls suggested that Likud has a 1-seat lead over Kahol Lavan. The Joint Arab List has reached its largest ever following, with predictions it will win 14 to 15 seats. The rise in their numbers may reflect anger at the Trump peace plan as a stimulus to voter turnout. Neither Likud nor Kahol Lavan has a coalition of 61 seats, suggesting that there will be another deadlock or that Avigdor Lieberman will need to enter a coalition with one of the parties. The last days of the Likud campaign focused on delegitimizing Kahol Lavan leader Benny Gantz and painting him as unsuitable to lead the country, including accusations that he's not intelligent enough to be prime minister. Dramatically stepping up his attacks on his rival days before the national elections, Benny Gantz furiously lashed out at Netanyahu on Wednesday, accusing him of lying and inciting against him and tearing at the fabric of Israeli society. Israel's 2-day battle with the Palestinian Islamic Jihad last Sunday and Monday was its 10th major round of fighting in the Gaza Strip in the past 2 years. No Israelis were seriously injured in the bout, and the roughly 100 rockets and mortar shells fired at southern Israel caused minimal property damage, as some 90% of projectiles headed towards populated areas were intercepted by the Iron Dome missile defense system. Despite the minimum damage, Islamic Jihad appears to have improved its tactics, firing its rockets with greater accuracy at Israeli communities. In one barrage of 14 rockets, 12 were directed towards populated areas requiring interception by the Iron Dome, whereas in the past a far greater number would have struck open fields without the need for the military to intervene. The immediate catalyst for the flare-up was the mission to prevent 2 PIJ members from planting a bomb along the border. After killing one of the Islamic Jihad operatives, the IDF sent a bulldozer into the buffer zone within the security fence to retrieve the body, a scene that was caught on film and elicited anger and disgust within Gaza and around the world. Former Justice Minister and Yamina candidate Ayelet Shaked said that Defence Minister Naftali Bennett's decision to take the body was the correct one. She said that until Hamas returns the bodies of IDF soldiers Oron Shaul and Hadar Golden, it is legitimate for Israel to hold the bodies of Palestinian fighters. This is not the first time Israel has taken the body of someone killed while attempting an act of terror. However, this is the first time it was captured on film, and the scene of a mangled body being dragged over the border sparked a major response. An initial investigation of the incident found that the driver of the bulldozer was relatively young and inexperienced. In his panic to quickly retrieve the body, he appeared to mutilate it with the vehicle's bucket. Naftali Bennett stormed out of an interview that was recorded on Friday and aired yesterday after the interviewer asked him to explain why the statistics he quoted earlier in February did not match those reported by the IDF. Bennett, head of the Yamina Alliance of Right-Wing Parties, said there had been an 80% drop in the number of rockets launched from Gaza in the 3 months since he became defence minister compared to the 3 months before his appointment in November. According to the IDF statistics, the difference was one rocket. The figures did not include Operation Black Belt, a massive battle with the Palestinian Islamic Jihad group in Gaza during Bennett's first 2 days on the job that saw hundreds of rockets fired at Israel. Yair Netanyahu, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's son, was embroiled in a new scandal on Friday after posting a photo and details of a young woman who took a selfie photo with Kahol Levan leader Benny Gantz, leading her to suffer online harassment and claims of her supposed sexual exploits with Gantz by supporters of Netanyahu and his father. Netanyahu tweeted the photo of Dana Cassidy, asking, "Does anyone know who this is?" He did so after posting unsubstantiated allegations about affairs Gantz supposedly had. Cassidy, an animal rights activist, took the photo with Gantz when he visited the farm where she works alongside Kahol Levan MK Miki Chaimovich. Dana Cassidy on Friday said she would take Netanyahu to court for his actions. Yair Netanyahu has a history of posting incendiary messages on social media against those he believes have wronged him and his family. Until now, he has won the court cases brought against him. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Tuesday mourned former Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak, who died aged 91. Netanyahu said, "On behalf of Israel's citizens and the government of Israel, I want to express deep sorrow over the passing of President Hosni Mubarak. President Mubarak, my personal friend, was a leader who led his nation to peace and security, to peace with Israel." Mubarak was vice president when President Anwar Sadat signed the 1979 peace accord with the Jewish state. Netanyahu added, "I was impressed by his dedication and we will continue along the common path. I want to send my condolences to President Sisi, the Mubarak family, and the Egyptian nation." This is Peter Jones Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.